Wells Fargo is donating land to the village of Eklutna. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
That's a song written in honor and appreciation for a gift from Wells Fargo. It donated 143 acres of land next to the village of Eklutna, which is about 25 miles northwest of Anchorage, to the Conservation Fund for permanent preservation. The land is a sacred place to the local Dena'ina Athabascan people who scatter the ashes of loved ones there. It's also used for hunting, fishing, and berry picking. Eklutna Tribal Council President Lee Steffen says conserving the land increases villagers' well-being.
This is for your benefit. This is for your prosperity.
Although the Dena'ina have lived here for thousands of years, undisturbed remains from their earlier days are scarce in the Anchorage area, so it's also significant that remains of semi-subterranean homes and storage caches have been identified on the land. And the name of the village of Eklutna is based on Dena'ina Athabascan words that mean river that flows by two hills, referring to a unique granite formation on the land. Curtis McQueen, CEO of the Eklutna Village Corporation, says the gift also helps meet two goals of villagers.
We are very excited because as Anchorage has grown and the Mat-Su has grown, we have tried to preserve as much cultural lands as possible while also providing as much inventory to the cities to grow.
Wells Fargo announced the gift at the Native Village of Eklutna's powwow that's held every 2 years. Hundreds of people turned out for it this year, including many from the Lower 48 who are in Anchorage for the National Congress of American Indians mid-year conference that started Monday morning and continues through Wednesday at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.